بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected listeners, this is the second Friday of the new Islamic year, 1443. Time is flying. And this is one of the great sign of Yawm al-Qiyamah. It is one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. Then prior to Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away barakah and blessing from the time. So people will feel 1 year will pass like 1 month. And 1 month will pass like 1 week. And 1 week will pass in the speed of 1 day. And 1 day will pass like speed of an hour. And exactly we are feeling it. We are witnessing it. There is no barakah in time anymore like it used to before. Friday after Friday, month after month, year after year is just passing through so fast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us in several places that, O human being, O Bani Adam, O Insan, we have created you in this world for the temporary purpose to prepare for hereafter. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amuttaqullah, O who you believe in Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. I created you as a Muslim, this is my favor. Take care of your iman. Possess your iman until your last breath. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. That is my responsibility. This is my job. This is my struggle of every day. I must protect my iman. I must strengthen my iman. I must do some good actions. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, iman has the quality, it does not remain on the same station, on the same level every day. It goes ups and down. Al-imanu yazidu wa yankus. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that iman increases and decreases just like a sponge. If a person is doing good amal, iman will increase. If he is committing sin, iman goes down. So it's up to us totally how you want to take care of your iman. Are you going to increase by doing good amal in actions? Or you're just going to be neglectful, unmindful, committing sin after the sin, and it causes your iman to become lower and lower, weaker and weaker. To that extent, at the time of death, the iman doesn't have the strength to remind you of your kalima. So said, 99% of the Muslim ummah dying without iman. They were born Muslim, but at the end, they did not do sufficient amal actions. They did not try to please Almighty Allah, and they left this world without kalima. We are witnessing people are dying day and night. Abdullah ibn Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that what is our life? He said, "Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyamun, faida dhahaba yawmun dhahaba ba'du." That, O insan, O human being, in reality, your life is just the days. Your life is made out of days. Your ingredients are day and night. This is how you live again. This is the time. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. He's taken the oath of the time, the oath of the years, oath of the zaman. Wal asr, verily, most definitely, certainly, al insan, a human being, is in total loss. And here it only mentioned the name of insan, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created countless creations, birds and animals and what and what, but they are not in loss. Only in loss is human beings. Think and ponder why Allah has mentioned innal insana. He could mention innal makhluk. All makhluk are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because only insan and jinn have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawmul Qiyamah and give the hisab of their every moment of their lives. How they spend. Animals, birds, they are not entitled. That's why insan is in a loss. Innal insana lafi khusr. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Except exempted those people who have this quality. Illalladhina amanu, except those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought iman on Allah. Wa amilu salihat. Only iman is not sufficient. But with iman, there is a condition of a'mal salihah, good actions is required, is incumbent. 5 times salat is incumbent. No excuse whatsoever. Aminu wa amilu salihat. Then the extended responsibility, iman and amal salih, is for yourself. And then as ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khatimun nabiyyin, the last ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has bestowed upon us extra ordinary, that extra responsibility. That what is that? Illa ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat wa tawasaw bilhaq wa tawasaw bisabr. That they are enjoining towards good, forbidding from the evil, and whatever, you know, the calamities, problems they are facing in the process of tabligh, they are patient on it. So these are the 4, you know, ingredients of the success. This is makru time, brother. This is what it is. So Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, Ya ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. In reality, your life is what? Is the days. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُ. If you pass one day, 24 hours gone from your life, it will never come back to your life. It is gone. You lost something from your life. One of the hadiths Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakra radiallahu ta'ala narrated, أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالْ. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ. There are so many people, thousands of millions of people. Which person is better inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالْ مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. A best person is that to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a long life. And with that long life, Allah has granted him tawfiq and ability to do good actions. So if a person is living for 100 years and is, you know, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is punctual for his salat, punctual for his ibadat, recitation of the Quran, zikrullah, etc. Look at the a'mal of 100 years. That's why condition is not the umar alone, it's not your age. With the age, your a'mal is required. If your a'mal is good, then your long life is better for you. You're going to accumulate more and more thawab, and you're going to increase your jannah, the size of your jannah according to your a'mal. Right? That's the benefit of long life. If you are punctual, if you are humble, if you are devoted to the call of Allah, to the commands of Allah, to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked again the same sahabi, فَأَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌ. Ya Rasulullah, please tell us which person is bad, unfortunate person amongst all the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Man tala umruhu. First phrase is the same. Man tala umruhu. He has a long life, like the person who has a long life before. Wasa'a amalu. Unfortunately, his amal is bad. He is not mindful. He is not punctual. He doesn't care about akhirah. So that person becomes a worse person amongst all the people. Although Allah has granted him long life to rectify himself, to correct himself, to come back to the right path, he didn't care. He just wasted his long life committing sin, enjoying his life. So that person at the end will be the worst person amongst all. May Allah save all of us from this wa'id. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned again that every day when it comes out, is addressing us. You can't hear, but when sun is rising, is addressing. That, oh human being, oh Bani Adam, Ana Yawmun Jadid, I am a new day for you. Wa Ana Shahidun, and I'll be witness on your actions of the whole day. I'll be bear witness on Yawmul Qiyamah. So take care of myself. Utilize me in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcating the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do this, I will be witnessing. You came for Fajr, you came for Dhuhr, you came for Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you recited the Holy Quran, you read the Surah Al-Yasin, you make three tasbihat in the morning, in the evening, etc. Whatever good amal you will do, I will be witness. And Allah is going to accept my shahada on Yawmul Qiyamah. And then when Wada gharabat ash-shams, when the day will end, when sun will set down, you won't find me again forever. So your chance is just today, today. That's why it is said, our lives is only 3 days. We think we live for 60, 70 years, 100 years. No. In reality, our life is just 3 days. One is past, yesterday, is gone out of our history, out of our lives. Whether we did good action in that or not, we obey Allah or did not obey Allah, is gone, his history. We cannot bring it back, it's gone, past. One, that's why it says the past tense, is gone. Future, tomorrow, we don't know. There is no guarantee. In one of the hadiths, one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the question to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how you people feel about your death? Someone say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I wake up in the morning, I don't wait until the evening. I have no guarantee of evening. Someone said differently. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the end, oh my Sahaba, when I performing my salat, and when I complete my salat, when I make salam one side, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, I have no idea, I have no guarantee I will be able to make salam on my other side. How long it takes my brother to make salam from one side to other side? Few seconds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't even have guarantee of that. That how the mouth, the death is sudden. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجُلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ سَاعَة, سَاعَة means one moment, one second, سَاعَة. When a mouth and death comes, on a specific time, it does not come 1 minute, 1 second before the time, or it will not delay or come late 1 minute after the time is fixed. Exactly on the same time, Malakul Maut is going to approach and is going to take away your soul. So my brothers, this is the new year. What is our resolution for the new year? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his infinite mercy, has granted us this new year, the whole year. We should have some resolutions. And what are those resolutions, my brothers? At least we should make firm decision. We should pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, through your mercy, I did not deserve it, but you granted me the second year to correct myself, to rectify my mistakes, to become a good person. I'm making this firm decision that from today onwards, I will not miss one salat. That's one first decision. It is compulsory. No matter what will happen, because my life has been created to worship you. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ There is nothing important and greater than the ibadat of Allah. No one can say, I have this great responsibility, I have that work to do, I have to finish this. No. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadah, the worship is the most important. That's the main reason of your creation. Main reason of your creation, ibadatullah, worship of Allah. And why Allah made 5 times day salah in the different times? Allah could make all together in one time, like some of the brothers, they pray at night when they come back from home, they pray all 5 times together. They are too smart than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'uzubillah. Allah spread the, you know, time in during the day in 24 hours. They collect all 5 times. Only Allah Ta'ala, this is much better for me. I'm very busy during the day. When I done everything of dunya, then I will spend 30 minutes for you. I'll pray all 5 times salat in qasr, 1 time. It's not going to be accepted by Allah. Fixed time, you have hafidhu ala salawat wa salat al-wusta wa kumu lillahi qanitin. So we have to pray salat on fixed time. Number two, we have to make resolution that every day I will recite some portion of the Holy Quran. The Quran is revealed for our guidance. Hudal lil muttaqin. Specifically, one place Allah said, Hudal lil nas, it is guidance for the whole of mankind. Then especially Hudal lil muttaqin. Those who have taqwa, piety, God fearing, righteousness, believing in one Allah. This group of the people are addressed in the Holy Quran. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Right? So I will take out little time out of all. I have time to check my emails, I have time to check my messages, I have time to see my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. I have time for those. Why don't I have time to just sit with the Quran 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day? And you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. When you recite the Quran, Allah is there. Angels are surrounding you. What a great opportunity. Where you spending 30 minutes, 1 hour just checking your emails and messages. You have no 10 minutes, 15 minutes just to read Holy Quran, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need the most when your eyes will be closed. Facebook is not going to help you in the cover. The Twitter and Instagram is not going to be beneficial. When Munkar Nakir will ask you a question, the Instagram will answer you. No. Quran will stand there. Zikrullah will stand there. Salat will stand there. Yes, they will protect you. Not all these things. So make resolution every day, no matter what, I will read some pages of the Holy Quran. Make resolution every single day after Fajr Salat, I will read Suratul Yasin. It's for my own benefit. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you recite the Suratul Yasin in the morning, Allah will take care of the whole day, all the botheration, frustration, you know, calamities, problems, obstacle, Allah will remove it. He's taken the responsibility. You are under my protection. Why? Because you recited Suratul Yasin. We should have conviction and iman on this. Before I sleep, I read Tabarakallazi, Suratul Mulk, because I had to go in the grave and I had to stay there for years and centuries. I don't know how long. So I need protection. Tabarakallazi will protect me in the grave. I need risk and sustain. I'm working so hard. Recite Suratul Waqi after Maghrib Salat every day. This is my resolution for every day, my brothers and sisters. For my own benefit. I must remember my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every morning and evening. So I will complete my 3 tasbihat, 3rd kalima, durus sharif, and istighfar in the morning. It takes 15 minutes, my brother. Believe me, 15 minutes. Make a resolution, and it doesn't require to sit down any place. You can drive and make zikrullah. You can come home while you are stuck in the traffic, just spend your time in zikrullah instead of listening to the news and whatever you are doing there. And then towards the end, my brothers, beautiful dua. Allah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had taught us. And this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I wish we all can learn this dua and practice upon it. What is the dua? It's very short dua. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to sleep on the right side, put the right hand under the right cheek, and he used to say, Bismika Rabbi, Wada'atu Jambi. وَبِكَ أَرْفَعُهُ فَإِنْ أَمْسَكْتَ نَفْسِي فَارْحَمْهَا وَإِنْ أَرْسَلْتَهَا فَاحْفَظْهَا بما تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين. Short dua. I'll translate it. With your name, my Lord, I place my side upon my bed. If with your own permission, with your own name, the last word should be our mouth before we close our eyes, should be remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with your name, my Lord, I place my side upon the bed. And with your grace, with your mercy, I will raise it up in the morning. If you withhold my soul and cause me to die during the night, have mercy on it. But if you let it go, if you allow me to be alive next morning, guard it against which you have guarded your pious slaves. Ibadak as-salihin. Now, this is the ayat of the Holy Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Az-Zumar, the ayat number 42. Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtaha wallati lam tumut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma inna fi dhalika la'ayat liqaumin yatafakkarun. Ulama said, every night when we are sleeping, our soul goes to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they bow down in front of, they make sujood in front of Allah. The whole night our souls are remaining under the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who, upon whom Allah decide to make him die, he doesn't wake up in the morning. You see, so many people are dying on the bed. So this is your last chance before you sleep, make this dua. So this is you're handing over yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, if you take my soul during the night, please have mercy, and if you release it, let it go, please protect it. Such a wonderful dua, such a beautiful dua. We should try to read this dua every night. May Allah give us tawfiq to take the advantage of this time, and let us turn our lives towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards the mubarak sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.